I am always first with a happy thought. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, School of the Master here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am always first with a happy thought. How many people do you know who are first with a happy thought? How many people do you know who are always first to say something pleasant, to have a good idea, a good thought, a good word, whenever something is going on? When people walk into a room, do they say, "What a lovely room," or "What a beautiful carpet," or "My, everything is so clean and dusted in here," or "Your clocks, they're always on time," or "Your books, they're always set in the bookcase in such a beautiful manner, they're just sort of lovely. Oh, my goodness, on top of your bookshelves, I can see all the things, and there, it looks like they were just set there purposefully to be in that particular order. And, you know, is that picture next to the fireplace there a little crooked because it wants to bring your attention to it, so everyone goes over and straightens it and says, I'm contributing to the beauty of this room, you know? Or when you look at the coat rack, do you say, well, isn't that wonderful? Everyone's hanging their coats in a proper order. Everyone hanging coats in the back of the rack as well as the front of the rack and, you know, making it a harmonious thing. And, oh, it's so nice. People put their shoes outside the door instead of inside the door so that the little stones that are in the bottoms of their feet don't come in on the rug. What a thoughtful way for them to act and do. Or do you say, yeah, look at all the little pebbles that people bring in when they walk in here. And they bring their shoes inside and take them off instead of taking them off outside. And look at people, look at the dust on here. My gosh, did you get around to do any dusting at all today? How come each one of your clocks has a different time? One says 6 minutes to, and one says 4 minutes to, and one says 8 minutes to, and here's another one that says 5 minutes, 1 minute, two, and what's going on here? You know, you really have a mess in here. You know, does that make you happy?
Yeah.
Not at all. Wouldn't it be nice to say, how lovely to see all these clocks in here.
Right.
Wherever you turn, you can have the time. And it's so nice to see that they're all set correctly, too. You know, just about perfect, you know, as much as you can do from clock to clock. And that's great. And you know, it's so nice. Your living room, it looks so comfortable. All the chairs sort of snuggled in together there, and it looks really nice. Instead of saying, your living room looks so crowded, you got all your furniture shoved all in one little corner, spread it out a little bit, give a little room here, get a little breath in the room here, you know. And if you say something nice, that's why I like what Thumper said. Remember Thumper?
Yes.
Rather, Bambi was just a little tiny baby fawn, and he was just born, in fact. And he was trying to get up for the first time. And Thumper, the bunny rabbit who's got the big mouth, he was looking at it and watching it, and he's thinking to himself, oh, ho, ho, ho. And Thumper, Bambi was trying to get up, and Thumper was going to say, ho! And his mother said, Thumper, if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And Thumper said, oh, oh, hi, Bambi, you know. And then all of a sudden, Bambi became the best friend. And you see, that's what happens to us. The minute we have something nice to say, or nothing at all, something nice to say, we build up friends around us. We build up people around us who love us and who enjoy us and who enjoy our company. Because nobody wants to be told what they need to do and what they already know they should do. Nobody wants to be told how it can be done better if they do it this way or that way. Nobody wants to be told that. And if they want to be told that, they'll say, have you got any suggestions on how I could improve this? Have you got anything? And how many times have you heard that in your life? Very few. People do not want other people's suggestions. Now, you can say, hey, let me give you a hand, you know, and what would you like me to do? Vacuum or dust or straighten out the pictures or what? You just tell me what to do and I'll do it, you know. And that way, you're not messing up, you know. Then you do your thing, and you do it with your genius, with your magnificence, you know. And then they'll look at what you've done and say, well, you certainly did a very nice job. Thank you. That was very caring of you, very thoughtful of you. It's very wonderful, see. But we have to be very first to be very careful, be first with the happy thoughts. We want to be there with The first one with happy thoughts. Because the world basically is trained to be there with judgment and opinions. And we want to be trained to be untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed, and non-judgmental. When we are non-judgmental, wow, how beautiful the world is. Now look, I take Sylvia to the ocean. And I say, Sylvia, sit here and look at the ocean. Sylvia, sit here and look at the ocean until you can have a better frame of mind. Well, now, Sylvia doesn't think she has not a bad frame of mind. But so she says, all right. And so she sits there and looks at the ocean. And she says, that damn ocean is going swoosh, 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 swoosh. The birds are going clack, clack, clack. And it's just terrible. And the sun is so hot. And the children are playing out in front of me and making noises. And what a terrible thing. And then I come along and I say, Sylvia, I think you are the most wonderful person in the world. You did as I asked you to do, and you got a great blessing from sitting here watching the waves and so forth. Sylvia, you may come and join me anytime. We're having a barbecue now. You come and it's all over. Everything is perfect. Or you can sit there a couple more minutes and think some happy thoughts and then come over and share it, whatever you want to do. And so Sylvia says, ooh, I didn't think happy thoughts up to now. I better start thinking some. So she sits there and she says, now what kind of happy thoughts can I think? Well, just having a barbecue, that's nice. And I am hungry, that's nice. And the ocean is kind of pretty, that's nice. And the sun is beginning to set and looks like it's just sizzling in the water. It's just popping down in the water. It's so beautiful. And the birds are gliding along, not screaming or cawing at all. They're just gliding on the thermals of the evening breeze. It is so lovely to see. And the children, they're all with their parents now having dinner. And so they're not running up and down the beach to disturb me. And I look at the beach. There's not a footprint in the sand because the tide has come in and out. And it is gorgeous. Hey, Sylvia, when are you coming over here? Right now. And you look at your watch and you say, my gosh, Herb came here and said, come join us for supper an hour ago. And I got so happy with the view that I forgot to go. And so you go over there and they say, Sylvia, we couldn't get the fire going and we had a little trouble with this and that, but everything is all hot and ready to go. Your timing is perfect. Will you come and join us for the barbecue? And you don't have to cook a thing, you can just eat. And Sylvie says, that's my thing. And so she sits there and eats with us. And then she says, do you know what I saw? I saw the sun take a big dive right into the ocean. And it didn't make any splash. It was such a beautiful, pure dive. It just sort of slithered into the ocean. And all the colors were radiating over the water as it was sliding into the ocean. And the ocean was so calm, that's why they call the Pacific, Pacific, it's Pacific, it's calm. And it was so beautiful. And the gulls were all gliding in almost in formation for me across the beach, just high enough to be caught by the thermal, just high enough to be caught on the evening breeze. And it was so glorious. And there was not a footprint in the sand, not one. Because the tide had washed in and out and the footprints were all gone. What a glorious adventure that was. And everybody says, I'll see you later. You eat. I'm going to go sit in the beach. Well, the sun's already gone down. Yeah, I can watch the moon come up. But you see, have happy thoughts. I'm always first with a happy thought. And we can do that. And we can create them out of nothing. Because we look at the backyard. I look out the window right now. And I see five types of trees, pine tree, the live oak tree, and the brush trees here, and the this, that, and the other thing, and things I don't even know the name of. And they're really beautiful. And I look there, and the sun shines through some on top of others, and it makes a shade pattern. It's just really glorious, and it's really something very pretty. And the pine needles are just sort of glistening in the breeze. Each needle says, I'm more perfect than I could ever be. And it's just glorious to see. And the perfectly formed branches that they have, they're just like fine, delicate fingers etching out from the tree, you know, like an artist's finger. And on the end of each is their beautiful fingernails and the beautiful colors. Yes, I'm always first with a happy thought. Now, do you like yourself? Are you happy people?
Yes.
Well, good.
I hope you kiss a pig.
I hope to kiss a pig, yeah. Ingeborg, are you a happy girl?
Yes, I am.
That's great. And Ingeborg, what are you happy about right at this moment? Any particular thing at all? Doesn't matter.
It's Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. I'd forgotten it's Sunday, yes. What a lovely thing to do. And what does Sunday make you think? It makes you think of God in me, right? Now think of God in you, and then you got it made. I love you. You're great.
Always remember. I love
you. I'm always first with a happy thought.
Yes.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.